Learning together Share Oraz, women's tshuva of the week. Now the question is very interesting. What should women do as far as musaf on Shabbat? Now, why should women that be a problem for a woman to pray musaf on Shabbat? And what's the problem? That's interesting that Rav Avad Yosef earlier in his life in the Abia Omer writes that women should not pray musaf. You just say quietly that the women should not pray musaf. However, later in life, the Chazon Ovadia, he already changed his mind and said already women can pray Musaf. They want to. They don't have to object. Now, what's this whole hullabaloo about women and Musaf? So let's try to explain. Tfilot are keneged korbanot. They correspond to korbanot. Shacharis, tamid shel shachar, minchat, tamid shel shonar ben arbaim, and arvit to hekter chalavim beivarim. They correspond to the korban of the sacrifice in the Beit HaMikdash. Musav is not only that it corresponds to the korban, it's actually bimkom, it actually replaces the korban musaf. So if it replaces the korban musaf, then it has many of the dinim of musaf, such as no tashlumin. If you mix musaf, that's it. There's no makeup. Because if you apply the rule of korban, avar zmano batel korbano. Well, according to this, then if it has all the dinim of musaf, so then Rabbi Akiva Eger and other achronim point out, then women should be pturah, that's lach. That's Rabbi Chazkel Landau point out that the women should be pturot from Musaf, should be excused from Musaf, and they're excused. They shouldn't pray Musaf, even though the minhag is that they do, but they say, strictly speaking, seems that women are not chayavot in Musaf. Why? Because what's why do women pray? Because it's rachamim. It's a matter of rachamim. But Musaf is not a matter of rachamim. It's a matter of replacing the korban musaf, and therefore we should be women tirot. And if women are tirot, according to Maran, women should not make the bracha, because women, according to at least the way Rav Avadia understands, that women should not make a bracha on mitzvot for which they are not chayavot, which they are not obligated. So Rav Avadia said women should not be praying musaf. That's what he writes in the Abia Omer. That's what he comes to the conclusion. However, later in life, Chazon Ovadia is that women already pray musaf, leave them alone, and that's the minhag. And why is that? It's for a couple of svarot. Number one is that even though we have a rule that women do not make the brachav on a mitzvah asei shazman grama, the Rambam, Shulchan Aruch, on a positive time-bound mitzvah like lulav and sukkah, because that's because they can't say v'tzivan, rochad Hashem al kenu malcholam, shek Hashem v'tzivan v'tzivanu al tilat lulav, or li sheba sukkah, to sit in the sukkah, to take the lulav. They can't make that bracha, because how can they say the word v'tzivanu? But here, in Musaf, they're not saying v'tzivanu, therefore they should be able to pray Musaf. That's number one. Number two, the Shoel HaMeshiv has a svara to say that Musaf is just part of the Chiyuvim of the day, part of the Chiyuvim of Shabbat, and women are Chayavot in all the Chiyuvim of Shabbat, such as Oneg Shabbat, Kvod Shabbat, the Sudot of Shabbat, Lechem Mishneh, because women are Chayavot in the positive and the negative of Shabbat, and they're included in everything of Shabbat, they're included in everything of Shabbat, they should also be included in Musaf. Even though you're going to tell me, well, Korban Musaf, women don't have a part in it. They did not contribute the Korbanot. They did not contribute the Shkalim for the Korbanot, for the public Korbanot. So the answer is still, okay, so neither does someone, a male under 20, yet they still pray Musaf and they can pray Musaf. What's the problem with that? Number one. Number two. Is that we allow Ktanim to pray Musaf, even though Ktanim are not part of it, also do not give the Shkalim. So the bottom line is, originally Rav Avadia said that women if they ask, you say them Lashon Rakai, softly, gently tell the women that better not to pray Musaf, even though the Minhag is that they do. And at the end of the day, Rav Avadia, in the end of his life, towards the end of his life, in Chazon Ovadia, later in life, he said, he upheld the women's minhag, the practice of women to pray Musaf, not a problem whatsoever, relying on the sword that we set forth. And it's a very, very interesting discussion. Again, if you want to look further, Yabir Omer, Chelek Or Chaim, Yabir Omer, Chelek Bet, Chelek Or Chaim, Siman Vav. Very fascinating. And then you can take a look at Chazon and Avidya to see his, how he changed his mind on that issue. Chazon Ovadia is in Shabbat, Chelek Bet, page 204. Wishing everybody a great day and a great week full of bracha and briyut.